At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy hump day. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman to my side here. We got my man Double D, Damian Daniels, former Husker. But this is Old School. We're brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock. Was it? Dang. 30th and Yankee Hill, right?
Yeah.
85th and Andromat.
There we go.
And 168th and Maple up there in the O. Anyways, I thought it was good. I know I saw you earlier today, so I thought it'd pop in. You've been in a few times. And for our listeners, obviously you had a lot of fans and stuff like that when you played. Update everybody what you've been up to, man, because I think you've been doing a lot of big stuff.
Man, first I just want to say, Jay, thank you for having me on. But, man, God has been real good to me lately. Me leaving University of Nebraska, 2021, becoming a free agent, undrafted free agent to the Houston Texans, ended up getting released after camp, had the opportunity to go to St. Louis, play with them for a couple months, then went on to the USFL,
right,
played with the Houston Gamblers, and ended up getting hurt the third game of the season, and it was a season-ending injury. It was nothing. I didn't have to get surgery or nothing.
Right.
But after that, they ended up having a merger this past year with the XFL, USFL, and they came together. Apparently, they kind of let, like, the guys who's on that roster on the injury and stuff like that.
Right.
They kind of let us go, became free agents and stuff. But, you know, God had other plans. And right now I'm still a free agent, still working out, staying at it. But on the other end, I'm building my resume. I had the opportunity to be able to go to Atlet training facility, the facility I trained at down in Midlothian, Texas. We had the opportunity to train Midlothian High School and Cedar Hill High School. And, you know, just building my resume for life after football.
And what like you mentioned that, and I think that's crucial just because, you know, that's one of the things I always try to talk to guys about. What are some of the things you want to get into after you decide to, hang the cleats up?
Man, getting the coaching. I know I was just talking to you a little bit off the air. My brother, he's actually up at the University of Oregon with Coach T. Played for Coach T here at the University of Nebraska.
Right.
And just talking to my brother, he loves it a lot. And just telling you how he's able to be able to, you know, be that father figure to those kids up there and, you know, show them and just tell them because he's close to the age with them and just show them how it is. Just listening to Coach T, talking to him every other week and everything like that. It's a blessing, you know. They keep me going, and just knowing that I have an opportunity after my playing day is over, it's a blessing from God.
Good. And what are the things that I think coaching at any level, whether it's training or coaching, I think a lot of players, you know, miss the mark on ability to give back. But, you know, I always feel like it can bring you and kind of give you a little juice or injection of juice for the game of football again. But you got a lot more years left in your playing days. But talk about getting into coaching, thinking about coaching, training kids, how that's helped you train yourself, because I think that's something that people don't really realize. When you're giving it back, it gives you back, you know, twofold.
Man, all the time. So out there, we had them on like some old school strength and conditioning. You know, we got them out there running 110s and stuff. And I'm over here trying to teach them how to really run it, because we train Midlothian High School at 8 a.m. to 10 o'clock. And then we go to Cedar Hill, train them from 12 to 2. So in that morning, you know, I'm just trying to teach them how to run the 110s and how to really make the times and stuff like that. So they over there saying, like, Coach, you saying, like, you know, I love the transparency with my players. Like, I want them to question me just so I can tell them why we do it this way.
Right.
And they told me, like, hey, Coach, you saying, like, it's easy. I got out there and I ran the 110s with them.
Right.
Me, I'm 320 right now. I'm running the 110s with them. I'm leading the pack.
Yeah.
I'm showing them. I'm like, hey, start. Get a good head start. From the back of the end zone to the 20, I said, then you open up your stride. Open up your stride. When your coach call a time and you're on the other side of the field, if you need to pick up some time, then sprint from the 20 through the end zone.
Right.
But I said, it's supposed to be your stride. They're striders. And they got out there and they seen me. I wasn't as winded or nothing, because, like I said, I still work out.
Bro, you're an NFL athlete.
Yeah.
Nice. Right. I love that. Like, why? How's coach beating it? Like, yeah. Did they not realize that you were in the NFL?
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, and I like it because, you know, I'm close to the age. So I told them, hey, if y'all really got questions, bro, ask me. I'm not going to get mad because I'm close to the age with y'all. I understand. I was a player. I'm still a player and everything. So I just love it.
You know, when you talk about making that transition from college to the pros, I know what it's like and, you know, how it was different for me. For people out there listening, talk about the biggest two or three things that you had to learn. Or it was like your aha moment was like, okay, yeah, this is what I've been told about the transition to the pros.
Man, attention to details, I can say. And me been having the opportunity to play under Coach Perella, Coach Dawson, and Coach T, they always said that. And you really don't look at stuff like that until you actually experience it. The attention to details is so small, like your get off, it has to be just a tad quicker than it is in college.
Right.
And if you do that, then you're going to either be out of your gap or double headed.
Yeah.
And when I was down there in Houston, I experienced it one time. And then I'm like, man, then just talking to Coach Perella, Coach T, they asking me how everything is. Hey, like y'all said, it's attention to details.
Is the details, and then talk about the different techniques of, always one thing I learned when I went to the pros, was, you know, I think in college, you know, it's kind of, you know, some linemen, like you play Michigan, they try to brute force you. So it's kind of an ego type of thing. Whereas in the pros, the one thing I learned, they just want to get in your way.
Yep.
And then it's the running back's job, I always say, to hit his head on the goalpost. Talk about that, because I think that's a learning experience as well, because you have to be so efficient pre-snap and then obviously with your footwork and obviously fundamentals.
Yes, sir. Like you said, footwork, fundamentals, attention to details. Like you said, like in college, man, brute force. They just want to come off and just try to overpower you. But good thing we was right there with them. And then, like, you get up there, you playing against the Laramie Tunsils and then Kenyon Green, who was a part of, who's the first round draft pick to the Texans. Yeah, going up against him and everything, like, you can see, like, how it is from on this level than it was in college. Because, like you said, they just want to get in the way, and then they getting ready for the next snap.
Yeah.
As long as they did their job.
Who talk about, you know, you were down there with the Texan Laramie Tunsil. People don't realize how good he is. Obviously, he had the gas mask thing in the draft.
Well, that's the way
he's a Colts fan.
Let's get back to this on Monday, Jack.
Yeah. We're going to talk a lot on Monday. Talk about how big and how quick and how fluid he is to move.
Man.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Probably top three left tackles in the league right now.
Yeah.
By far. Like, just a guy his size, his technique, his footwork, and everything. And just looking at him, like, man, it's just like his talent comes second to none, really.
And talk about where you were down there with CJ Stroud, right?
Nah.
No?
No, sir.
Who was the quarterback? Was it Case Keenum?
Keenum.
And Davis Mills.
Davis Mills. Yeah. Davis Mills.
So it won't tell you who's a hater in here, but you can tell by his hat.
Yep.
He hates anybody from Houston. So talk about what you're doing now and then, you know, what your future plans are as far as football goes. Because the UFL is a little bit different because of the merger.
Yes, sir.
But talk about what you're doing, when the tryouts are. What your agent's doing, but then more importantly, what your plans are for football.
So when it comes to me right now, I'm a free agent in the UFL, and it's pretty similar to how it is in the NFL. Like I'm training every day, staying at it. But on the other end, like football is a small part of my life,
right.
And like I said, I'm just building my resume, trying to get my life. After football, prepared. Like I said, after I'm done coaching and everything, I want to transition. Well, done playing, I want to transition into coaching.
Right.
And everything, whether it's the high school level or the college level, just want to be able to kind of show kids the blueprint that I have, that my father paved the way, that guys like you guys coming back and showing us how things are done. I just want to give the kids that I coach, I want to be able to give them that blueprint so they can make it further than me one day.
Right. And so I know you're back in town for a Colorado game.
Yes, sir.
And I know you know, we obviously played, you know, some different big games and so forth and so on. Before I ask you, you know, what your outlook is on the game, we know this because we're players. But me saying it all the time, they'd be like, oh, he's just saying it. So now, since you're younger, so you get more, you know, you're more real time. Talk about the week leading up to a big game. You know, talk about the pressure. Talk about the preparation. And then talk about, like, the night game anxiety, because you got to wait all dang day. Mm-hmm. So talk about that, because I think it's good for our listeners to really understand what some of these young men are going through right now. Obviously, all positive before you go out there and kick Colorado's butt.
Man, so, these games right here, especially, like, rivalry games. Man,
right.
It's, like, it's just something you look forward to. This is why you train hard all off season, and it comes quick.
Right.
It comes real quick. And just knowing after, like, I'm so proud that the boys, they got their first season opener W. But then, like, right after that, like, you celebrate for, like, 20 minutes in the locker room, be happy. But then that next day, when you wake up, go home, relax, recover, you come back into the training room. And this is what I did leading up to, for instance, like, the Michigan, everything. After our games on Saturday, I'll go to the training room. I'm the first one there. I'm in the cold tub, ice tub. I'm just doing my reviews of the game and everything, looking at the plays. Then I go ahead and transition to the Michigan week.
Right.
I'm looking at the highlights from this past week. I'm looking at the depth chart of the guys who's rotating players, the starters, and everything like that. And right after that, going upstairs to Coach T.
Right.
Watching film, asking like, hey, what we need to do this week.
Right.
Hey, same thing we did this past week. Got to be able to stop the run, earn the right to rush the passer.
Yeah. One more thing I want to ask you about before we ask you about Saturday night is leadership. You know, I felt like you did a good job of being a leader. I think your brother came in and obviously became a captain. And obviously, I'm a little bit older than you, so we had to lead a different way. We're able to lead a different way. Talk about leading in this day and age. And you know this from coaching kids, because that's a leadership role as well. Talk about how to lead and to get the most out of, I guess, modern day players. What are some of the things that you really focus on to get guys to be bought all in versus, or whether it's in the locker room or when you start coaching?
I think I mentioned it before. I just said transparency, because I know, like you even mentioned it, us being like, it's like a little age gap right there. I feel like I can relate to the players a little bit more than you can.
Right.
And like me and you can relate to each other more than they can.
Sure.
Because, you know, I hate to say it, but this generation is getting more sensitive.
Right.
The older we get and stuff like that. And, so, you know, it's just younger guys come growing up and everything. And I was literally there in their shoes probably like three and a half years ago.
Right.
So me being able to kind of tell them how we brand stuff and how we do stuff. And I'm like, if you need help, you come holler at me.
Right.
If they doing this or something like that, you're going to have to enforce it.
Right.
Enforce it. And if you still having trouble, that's when coaches will step in.
Right.
And everything. Hey, if he wants it done this way, you got to do it this way.
Right.
And that's one thing that I will always commend Coach Frost on, Coach Chance, Coach T, Coach Duvall, because they literally let the leaders lead.
Right.
So
yeah, that's good. Player-led team is generally, you know, the best teams and stuff have the best locker room. Now on the Saturday night, know you in town for it.
Yes, sir.
There's going to be a lot of us in town, former players. Everybody's excited about this game, but you know, you've seen Nebraska play. I'm sure you watched a little bit of the Colorado game. What are a couple of things you're looking forward to Nebraska doing so they can pull out this victory?
Man, always the black shirts. I'm looking forward to the black shirts, and I just can't wait to see them go against Shador and Travis Hunter again, Jimmy Horn, and then on the other side of the ball, you got Jamari, you got Ty Nash,
right.
You know, those guys up front. Then on the back end, you got Malcolm, Mario, Marquez, and then, you know, Singleton, Tommy Hill.
Yeah.
And I just can't wait to see those matchups. You know, everybody, they kind of got it going this way, and then other people got it going that way. I think it's going to be a good game,
yeah.
And I can't wait to see the black shirts just pull it off, man.
And speaking of black shirts, before we get you out of here, from one black shirt to another, I'll know what it means to me. Real short, just people always ask what it means. And I just say, man, you just don't know until you it's just a brotherhood.
Yep.
But I can't speak for you. Talk about what it means to be a black shirt.
Man, being accountable. Being accountable and just having that dog in you. And, like, that dog, it's got to be in you.
Right.
You can't coach being a dog. It's somebody who's gonna do what they gotta do between the play, after the play, and like even just in life as a man. And I got it tatted on me.
Yeah.
Cause that's how much it means to me.
Right.
It's literally a brand. You gotta live up to the brand.
Yeah, they always tell people don't stop, like you know, either on the field, off the field, in the classroom, and it definitely don't stop when you get done playing. It's just a band of brothers. Just like when I saw you today, it's just yep. It's just what it is. I can't explain it, but it's good that you tried to explain it, because we know it's like a secret. It's like a secret society, so we keep it that way. But anyways, thank you for stopping by. Always good to see you. Obviously, I'll see you Saturday,
yes, sir.
Obviously probably see you tomorrow and throughout the week. We're going to take a quick break, come back. We're going to holler at my man Greg Smith. We're going to talk about some recruiting. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.